Welcome to A Call Across the Pond, Transforming Relationships at School, at Home, and Beyond, with Tara Gretton and Vicki Essebag. Thank you for bringing us into your day. Today, our episode is Noticing What's Working. Hey, Tara.
Hi, Vicki. Good to see
you. How are you? Good to see you, too.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're finally got some rain, so hopefully we'll help a little bit with the air pollution situation and hopefully the fire situation.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Wishing for the best.
Yeah. I hadn't really been aware of the fire situation. I do look at the news, but yeah, I hadn't seen that. So
yeah, it's sort of in pockets throughout Canada. Mm. It's in Quebec and Alberta and BC, but it's just the way that the air is moving and that it's moving to the East Coast, and it's causing a lot of havoc. And with such dryness, it's just really upsetting. We need to see a lot more rain.
Yes. Well, yeah. Thoughts are with you all. And we need some rain here as well in the UK. It's very, very dry and very humid today.
Yeah. Summer is coming.
The fires. So we are very lucky in that sense. Yeah.
Yes. And how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, good. Thank you. Coming to the end of my son's exams. So that feels like.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. For both of you.
Yay!
For both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. So we've been talking.
Yeah.
And so we've come to the topic of today in conversation. The topic of noticing what's working. And, I can't help. Anybody that could see me now would see I've got a big smile on my face, and so do you. And that's because the topic of what's working is such a beautiful topic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The topic of what's working in relationships. Sometimes we get stuck in what's not working. And so I have a little story to share about that. I was talking with a colleague, and she's really struggling. She's got some issues that are going on in her life. Mm-hmm. I won't share the issues, but what I will say is that it's sort of shutting her down. Mm-hmm. It's shutting her down emotionally, and they are relationship issues. So the way that any one of us would experience a relationship issue at any point in our life, be it with our children or our partners or our colleagues or our friends or families, right? Every now and again, we just experience relationship issues, and they do have a way of shutting us down. And so I asked her this question. It was a what's working question. It was a very well-known solution-focused question. And so I asked her, when was there a time in your life? Because, she's feeling in all of her stress and frustration in this relationship, she's feeling very small. So I asked her this exception-oriented question, right? Which is a very strength-based question. And I asked her, I said, when was there a time when you were feeling really big? Really big. And, she kind of stopped and thought about it. And then she went on to just start telling me about all the times that she felt really big and all of the wonderful things that she accomplished in her life. And they didn't have to be great things. They could be really small things where she just had a really good feeling about her. And, I asked her, and of course, so she listed a bunch of things, which was very exciting to hear. And of course, as she's listing all of these things, I can feel her getting empowered. I could feel her just feeling great. And I said to her, you're telling me about this and you're telling me about that. And how did you manage that? How did you manage those things? How are you able to accomplish that? And the funny thing is that what stands out for me about what it, all of the things she explained was she said, you know, I just never got fussed. When there would be obstacles in my way, I would just stand up to the obstacles. I wouldn't allow myself to shut down. I'd just say, no big deal. She says, you know, I was flexible. I was flexible, and I realized that there was a way to work things out. And so, yeah, I was really moved by that, because here was a person that I was speaking to who was feeling very shut down and who was feeling that her anxiety was taking over. And yet, she is capable of managing all of these wonderful things without getting fussed. And so it was interesting then how the conversation followed. So I just wanted to open with that story, because there is a lot of strength in talking about what's working in our lives, even when we're experiencing challenges in relationships.
That's such a powerful and beautiful story. Yeah, asking her at times when she feels big, rather than asking for the detail of the times when she felt small, you know. And I think that's such a important thing to highlight, you know. Instinctively, very often, you know, we ask for the detail of the problem. You know, we want to give people the space and the time to be heard and to be able to talk about what's difficult. And, you know, I know you were sort of making reference to solution-focused approach, and it's not to say that, you know, there isn't lots of space for people to be able to talk about challenges, but we don't have to spend lots of time there. You know, we don't have to ask questions why, or, you know, that we can ask that question that you asked, you know, the times when you felt big. The difference that it can make, and I, you know, how you described what she was then able to share and to be able to amplify and notice about herself was just so, so powerful. And I absolutely love that when we, you know, ask people, how did you do that? So inviting people to explore the detail of what they're doing that's working, you know, and you can see it in people, can't you, when you invite that conversation and ask those types of questions, that they like almost change physically, you know? I always notice with young people when you're kind of curious about what's working and how they've managed, and they might say something like, just push on through. You just push on through.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And it's like, you know, this, I'm starting to sort of sit up and their shoulders kind of broaden and they relax into themselves, and it's, it almost feels like they're kind of growing in the description of describing what's working and how they've managed to do it. Also makes me think of when people will say, you know, well, I just did it.
Yeah.
How did you just do it? How did you just do it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's important for them to think about that. And to sort of break down the personal resources or the contributing factors to what helped them, to be successful, or to what helped them to be resourceful at the moment. Because if they can point out what some of those coping strategies or productive circumstances were, then they can do it again. And they may not even realize that in the moment, right? They may realize that after the conversation, right? They may go away and just have that sitting in the back of their mind and saying, oh yeah, I remember when I did such and such. And, you know, that was really resourceful. Mm-hmm. That was really helpful. Mm-hmm. I was able to be successful in whatever way. Mm-hmm. And it just builds confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, having the opportunity to describe what's working, you know, is then really invites the possibility of, as you said, you know, people walking away with that in their mind.
Yes.
Where if we're solely spending lots of time talking about the detail of what's not working, then we're kind of, you know, kind of describe, we're sort of stuck in the bowl of that, swimming around in it.
Whereas yes.
We're talking about how you've done that and what's working, then the likelihood of people maintaining that is far greater. And in some circumstances, you know, what might originally have felt like an absolutely massive problem that felt sort of impenetrable now has lots of holes poked in it, filled
That's
with
right.
these exceptions.
Yes. You
know, so the problem doesn't have to feel so big.
Right.
Because we focused on the times that things are working, things are better.
Yeah. And when we focus on what is working, we're still in essence focusing on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we're focusing on the problem now through a hopeful and productive lens. Right. We're rather than to become overtaken by our problem and to turn into ourselves and shut down. Instead, we stand up to our problem and we say, yeah, I can manage this. I've got what it takes to manage this. So it's not that we're ignoring the problem. It's just that we're dealing with it differently.
Yeah. Yeah, and that makes me think about, you know, relationships within the home. You know,
yes.
And those everyday kind of interactions, you know, thinking about young people, conversations with, you know, children and young people. And there can be a lot of things that can happen in lots of homes, you know, the world over, where,
yes.
you know,
yeah.
having conversations around, you know, things like, can you, you know, pick the towel up, or can you pick shoes away, or have you done your homework, or, you know, and we can feel that we're sort of getting stuck in this sort of perpetual kind of dialogue of what can feel quite negative, and that we're constantly, you know, moving into this sort of period of time where we're continually asking our children, have you done something, or why haven't you done something, and yeah, and I think focusing on what works is just to infuse that into the family home. And I'd love people just to kind of, you know, to try that out. That if you were yes. just to notice the times when, you know, children were doing what you hoped they were doing, you know, so kind of amplifying the time. Oh, thanks, you picked the towel up. That's amazing. You know, so where
yeah.
we're
yeah.
focusing on what our children are doing, you know, our children in our lives are doing, no matter how small, and amplifying that rather than what we think they're not doing. And just being really curious to know what difference that makes to the climate of the family home and the general kind of interactions.
Yes. Yeah. And I think sometimes when we focus on what's working with our children or in a relationship, what we're actually doing is acting on the preferred relationship,
yeah.
right? Because it's like you're saying, we're looking beyond the problem we're looking beyond what we see or what we're expecting, right? We're expecting the misbehavior. We're expecting our child to drop their clothes on the floor, or drop their bag on the floor, or do whatever it is. We're expecting that. But if we can look beyond that, beyond the behavior, at what is working, right? Then we can begin to act on a preferred relationship with our child or with it, whoever it is that we're communicating with. So I think that the way that we can do that is to look beyond the problem.
Yeah, I love that, the preferred relationship. Because, you know, I think we were talking about this, we've spoken about it before, but, you know, when you do have conversations with families and you ask young people and parents, you know, what their hopes are, what those preferred relationships are with each other, it's so fascinating what young people will say. You know, that often it is, well, very more often than not, it is the same as what the parents or the caregivers, you know, hope for. I want to have a better relationship. Yeah. I want there to be less arguing, you know.
Yes.
I want to play board games, you know, a few young people have said, much to the surprise of their parents, you know. So inviting a description of what that preferred relationship is as well can be so powerful. And then, you know, that taking that time to notice what's working, no matter how small, and then amplifying that can have such an impact. And, you know, thinking about how everyone is experiencing family life and thinking about parents, caregivers, and children, young people's sense of, you know, self-efficacy, their self-belief, you know, when people notice things about us that is, you know, that is working, then that can make such a difference to how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about our relationship with others.
Yes. Yeah. And I and we can see the difference in how people respond to that type of thing when in different relationships, right? In relationships where people are appreciated for what is working, they're going to respond much more positively than in relationships where they're not appreciated for what is working or where they're being blamed for what's not working, right? So there is, people have the ability to respond differently in different relationships. And they really do show their best selves in relationships where they know that they're being appreciated for the little things that they may do, right? Even if they're just little things, but that people are noticing them. The fact that we're able to notice that somebody has done a small thing that we appreciate, that's, you know, it's like giving them a gift. It's like giving them a gift. I think that we can easily do this, noticing, you know, there isn't a secret to noticing what is working. We just kind of have to orient ourselves to it, right? So when we're with our children or our partners or our friends or families, we look for what's best in them. We look to bring out the best in them. And then we mention it.
Yeah, and it makes me think about a boy that I was having a conversation with earlier in school. A young boy, 12-year-old boy, and we were talking about what was working, what had been going well. And he said, I've been making more of an effort in some of my classes. And I said, wow, you know, asked him how he'd been doing that, and he said he was working a bit harder and concentrating and not, you know, talking to people around him. And I asked him, what difference has that made? He said, I have a better relationship with the teacher.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can verbalize that.
Yeah.
And,
you know, then so what will you be doing more of over the next week that's working? Continuing to concentrate in class, you know, and that relationship with the teacher is important to him. You know, he wants to have a better relationship.
Yeah. You know, when I think about noticing, and we talk about noticing what is working with others, it's so important to notice, to try to be cognizant of noticing what we are doing, what we ourselves are doing, and what is working for us, right? That to try to be cognizant, to try to remind ourselves to think about that every day, to say, what is it that we do in relationships? How have I contributed to a productive day or whatever it is, right? What have I done today that I want to positively notice, right? Or what do I want to do today that I want to positively notice? That we owe that to ourselves, because I think sometimes the same way that others are critical on themselves, or, you know, that we can be critical on others, we can also be very critical on ourselves, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So important. Yeah. To notice it in ourselves as well. Yeah. So, Vicky, what do we want to highlight at the end of our? Obviously, we've, you know, talked about inviting people to focus on what works in our relationships with each other and the difference that can make. What would you hope people would take away from our conversation today?
Well, I hope that people will make an effort to positively notice themselves and to positively notice others. And I also want our listeners to act on what they notice, right? So to really think about the preferred relationship, to think about the preferred relationship that we want with our own selves, right? How do we want to be with ourselves? How do we want to nurture ourselves? How do we want to bring kindness and energy into our own lives? And how do we want to do the same for others, whether it be our friends or family or what have you, right? And so if we can just walk away with that today, I know that everybody has wonderful ways in which they can imagine doing that.
That's beautiful. Oh, well, thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Tara.
Lovely to see you, as always. And
likewise.
Share this space
likewise.
With you and be inspired. Wonderful. And look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes. Thank you, Tara. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.